Well, good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and I sure hope everyone's doing well this morning. Welcome to High Plains Outdoors. We have a little break in this awesome music, Western swing, and other things, and I have the opportunity to visit with you each Saturday morning and talk about the outdoors. I am coming to you today from the porch of my little cabin out in the trees back behind my house, and I've got a hunting tale, a little hunting story that I actually enjoyed a hunt 2 days ago. I think I've got time to relate that to you. But, you know, about a mile from my house, I've got a couple of corn feeders. There's lots of wild hogs at times in the area, and right now is one of those times. There's tons of hogs down there. Well, I'd been seeing on my trail cameras lots of hogs, but, you know, they're coming in the middle of the night, like 2, 3 o'clock at night. And I noticed on every one of these hogs was wet except the top of his back. So I started thinking, hunting around the feeders during that last hour or so of daylight, or usually early in the morning, is not productive. Those hogs are, you know, they're moving late at night. So I thought, okay, I'll follow their trail, and it's pretty easy to follow those mud lines, rubs on trees and all that. I figured the nearest water is probably about 400 yards from there through the woods. So I found what I thought to be the trail. Then sure enough, I found an area where they were going down into some deep gravel pits. It was pretty easy to follow their route, you know. So the next morning, I'm out there with my little 223 at daylight. And my plan was to get on that trail where they're going down into this watershed, this long gravel pit surrounded by heavy, heavy cover. But because of the hot weather we've got, the dry weather, the water level is low. It probably averages 40 yards across this gravel pit. So my plan was to stalk along and use the round the bends in these, you know, the tree lines, for use them for cover. And I wasn't long down there, probably I'd say 10 or 15 minutes into this hunt, I rounded one of those bends and the world turned into hogs. There must have been 25 or 30 of them. Most of them took off on a dead run. They smelled me, I guess. Two started swimming across this water, probably 40 yards over there to the other side. So one was a fat hog, and as soon as it cleared the bank on the other side, I made a good shot, and my pork was on the ground. I was presented with the problem. Here I am back in the middle of nowhere by myself. I would have had to have walked a mile or down and around to get on the other side of that water, and it was just a jungle back there. So I thought, wait a minute, I've got a boat stashed back here a quarter of a mile the other direction, and a little 12-foot aluminum boat. So I go back and get the boat, discover there's no paddle there. Have to rush back home. If you're a hunter, you can track with me on this. Go back home, get my paddle, head back down there, and paddle back. I get that hog. The water's clear. It's actually sandy, gravel bottom. It's a gravel pit, you know. Water's about, I'd say 30 inches deep. Perfect place to quarter that hog up. And then I paddle the meat all the way back to the truck, which is, it was not that far. It probably took me 10 minutes of paddling. But it sure beat trying to pack that meat out of there. So when I did get back home, I quarter these hogs in the woods like that, hide on. And then I get back home and, you know, skin them out. It's a lot easier and it keeps the meat clean. My wife kids me. She says, okay, she saw me dicing up some meat. She said, what are you going to make? So I made some Mexican guisado out of this, out of the shoulder, one of the shoulders on this hog. Awesome, awesome meat. People that don't think, well, pork is pork. And the only difference, the big difference, I think, in wild hogs and domestic is the fat content. You know, a wild hog has to work for a living, so they're going to be a lot leaner. But the one I shot was about a 70-pounder, and thank goodness for the boat, because old Luke would have had a tough time packing that meat out of there the distance that I had to go. We are just about out of time. Let's get back to Western Swing and listen to some more good music. What do you say?
Folks, High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smokin' Tech's Electric Smokers, Butcher Packer Supply, Air Force Air Guns, Hunter Supply, Darton Archery, Catfish Bubblegum, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT, Pyramid Air, and Pro Angler Tackle.